today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Then coming up, we'll tell you what the New York City mayor has said to the, or promised, I guess, to the residents of New York. As far as, well, he's not going to come through. But we'll explain what the promise was. First, we talked to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi. I thought it was very interesting hearing about the flag burning.
Yes, sir.
I'm reminded of Brendan Behan's famous play, the Irish playwright called The Patriot Game, where he talks about patriotism being the last refuge of the fool. In the sense that patriotism is always tied to a nationalism or a folkism that often isn't really in the best interests of the individuals, but rather the collective whole of the society or a government. So in a sense, I see no problem with, you know, using your rights to protest. Burning a flag can be a very powerful ritual. And, you know, if it's taken as a ritual of, let's say, dissent, you know, it's all well and good. It's just that we don't want to burn any of those flags near any houses or buildings that could catch on fire.
This is true. There were fire suppression devices nearby, so
I think that's terrific. And you do have the constitutional right to burn that flag. I think we had a case before the Supreme Court in the early 1990s. So even though Congress had passed laws, I think about 9 or 10 years ago, saying that it's a crime to burn a flag, it really isn't. And
right, they could have come out and harassed. They could have come out and harassed the activist based on like burn permit issues, because he was burning in a so-called public piece of property, and he did not go and beg anybody's permission for it. But we were very pleased to find that the government police didn't even show up. They ignored the entire event.
Well,
and
you know,
I think that was the right choice.
If it's public domain, and you had fire suppression devices, I think, you know, you being a member of the public have a right to, you know, use that space.
Yeah,
I wouldn't disagree with that, Frank. But don't you think that perhaps there are some people that might be educated to the some of the ideas of freedom and liberty that might have been turned off with, you know, the allied bent of the Free State Project?
Yeah, but apparently then they don't understand what freedom's all about. I mean, that's the interesting thing. America is a nation of people always cheating on doing their intellectual homework.
Oh, yeah.
And doing their reading of philosophy and understanding law and things. It's a nation where we want our journalists and we want our TV news people to sort of do that thinking for us, which is ridiculous. That's why I think we're in the mess we're in. So I
agree that an educated people and their liberty are soon parted to some extent.
No, but I mean,
would you say that there's a...
These are tasks that the individual must, you know, educate oneself in this, because ultimately the educational system has a bias built in with the perspective of the state, and often it takes almost a whole lifetime to re-educate yourself to
it's
the reality
me a while.
Of the world.
There's no doubt about it. Frank, good call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I certainly understand, Mark, and I think you're right. I mean, there are people that would see something like that and be turned off. However, that doesn't mean they couldn't be turned on by something else down the line, something completely different, something that's right up their alley that they could be turned on to. So, I mean, you know, history does not begin and end in one particular instant and with one decision. There are all kinds of other opportunities that will be coming soon. Anyway, let me go over to New York City, where we can give you an example of yet another privilege that government has that nobody else can really get away with. And the reason government people can get away with this is because, well, they've got guns and they're willing to hurt you if you don't go along with their plans. Now, let me set the stage here if we could. Mark, you're a salesman by trade. Your job is to sell radio commercials, podcast commercials, live reads.
Selling radio for a decade.
On this radio show. You're selling it on Free Talk Live. Now, if you had made a promise to some of your clients, if you had promised them that you were going to give them a special rate, mm-hmm. you know, if you buy within the next week, we guarantee you, you'll be able to lock in a certain rate for 2009 on Free Talk Live. You're going to lock in $5 a spot, which is cheaper, I think, than what you're selling them at right now.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to give them a really special rate. And so you make this promise out there, and people come in and they say, yeah, yeah, I'll take some of that. I'll take some of that action. Yeah, I'll lock in for 6 months. $5 a spot. Sure, I'll lock in. And so they get all signed up, and comes time that, you know, the end of the year is getting closer. And, of course, you know, you've got all these excited clients ready to get on the air and get their advertisements out to our listeners and hopefully help their business and everything. And then you realize that you've made some mistakes, that you've overpromised. You've sold too much inventory. In this radio show, we only have so much space that we can sell. You've sold twice as much. And so you've really screwed it up. You've bombed on this.
In my contract, there's a little caveat down at the bottom that basically says these spots are preemptible, and if I can find somebody who'll buy them for more than what you're willing to buy them for, you're out of there. However, if I did make the promise and I said that these were non-preemptible
spots, you locked them in, okay? And so then you realize you've sold way too much, and at that point, what do you do? Well, you can apologize. You can get people's money back, right? You could make good. You'd want to make good, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd want to do everything you possibly could to help those clients understand that you screwed up and you're going to do what you can, whatever you can to make it right. You know, schedule them double the length of their schedule later on because you couldn't fit them in now. You would jump through whatever hoops you possibly could in order to make that situation right.
I'd do what I said I was going to do. I would deliver those spots the way I said that I was going to deliver them to the first come, you know, the first come, first serve.
Yeah.
If I had made some promises to somebody who came, you know, later at a higher rate, I would say, I'm very sorry. I had some, you know, I didn't realize that I had oversold here. I'm going to, you know, not be able to, you know, deal with that because I have other people. And so I would.
But wouldn't you try to offer something to those folks in order to make good? Because you promised them that they were going to get on the air, and then you know, it didn't work out. So you would try to make some sort of offer.
Right.
I absolutely try to smooth it over.
Sure. Otherwise, I'm going to lose the business.
Right. You don't want to lose the business. And that's the important part. That's one of the reasons why you can. That's one of the reasons why you behave in that way, is because if that person says, well, to hell with you, you know, if you wouldn't make them a special offer in order to make good for the mistakes you made, then they could just say, well, screw you. I'll go advertise on your competitor. I'll take my money and advertise in a newspaper, on television, or something like that,
or
online. So they can always take their money and go away, which helps keep you in check as the business owner.
Right.
Well, that doesn't apply to governments.
No.
So let's talk about one of the promises they made. In New York, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Wednesday he instructed the finance commissioner not to send out $400 property tax rebates to homeowners because the crisis on Wall Street has cost the city dearly in lost tax revenue. Bloomberg, who hopes to win a third term by convincing voters he's best suited to guide the city through its fiscal crisis, told a news conference that Wall Street already has taken $500 billion in write-downs. Financial companies might not pay city or state taxes for 3 to 5 years as they struggle with losses, he said. The mayor estimates that the New York Stock Exchange member firms will have to earn a combined $10 billion a year for several years before the city can resume collecting taxes from them. They can't even collect taxes from these people?
It's crazy.
Wall Street, which could shed over 30,000 workers, represents about 35% of the city's wage base. Adding to the gloom, the mayor is expecting a total of 140,000 job losses citywide by July 1st, 2009. He says that even financial planning has its limits. The mayor said if it turns out to be a meltdown, nobody can prepare for that.
This is the part that I don't quite get. It's the idea that the government is more important than the individual, because we're having a financial meltdown here, right? Well, I need my money because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that much poorer. I'm making less money, or whatever the thing is. But the government, they want their pound of flesh. Come what may.
Yeah, whatever way they can get
You must suffer because we must get it. I mean, we've got bureaucrats to pay and stuff. The garbage has to be picked up. You couldn't pick up the garbage otherwise. I mean, I don't have the option of how to take the garbage to the dump myself and maybe save a couple of bucks.
You mean if you live in New York? We have that option here in New Hampshire.
We do have that option here. But when it comes in my town, I don't have the option of saying, you know, it's a really bad year. Jack is going to have to go to, you know, a school that's a little cheaper than the school he's been going to. So, you know, I don't have those options.
So just another example here of how the government can just screw you left and right. He promised property owners a $400 property tax rebate, which would have been really nice, I'm sure, to have. I mean, that's $400 they could spend on stuff they need for their lives. But what can the property owners do about this? Not a damn thing. You can't pull your business and decide to... I mean, I suppose you could move elsewhere, but then you're just going to be paying property taxes to some other lying scumbag government. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are right there on the front page of the website. Enjoy them free on us at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your phone calls are what the show's about. We go to Jeffrey, listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm 25 years old, and I just got through watching this election and everything. And, you know, I'm a black guy just like Obama. Well, not like Obama. I am black, but, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, other than, you know, the historic blase, you know, I'm trying to figure out what can I do to secure my well-being, you know, financially, because I just started driving trucks, and before, you know, all this happened, I was doing all right. Now, you know, I'm down to 1-2 routes a week, bring home less than $400 a week. I mean,
that's rough.
You know, do you guys have any, you know, like right now I'm looking up on the internet right now. I'm trying to figure out a way how to open up a bank account, you know, a foreign bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case it's the bottom fund in this country, I could, you know, have some type of security elsewhere.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. I don't know. I can't make any recommendations to you on that because it's my understanding there are a lot of sort of situations in which foreign bank accounts could be scams, could be people that could just take your money. So you should go with somebody that you really trust on a recommendation as to where you should open up a foreign bank account if that's something you want to do. But as far as your financial situation is concerned, I mean, an important question I have to ask before I go on is, are you in debt?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
To what
it's not much. Like about $7,000 or $8,000.
$7,000 or $8,000, is that credit card debt?
No, it's more for schooling and stuff like that, for the truck driver school. And
okay.
What's the percentage rate on that truck driver school credit?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't know. They sent me a letter in the mail like 2 weeks ago saying, you know, I knocked it down from like $10,000, so, you know. But, I mean, I'm still down in debt.
It's a good job. I mean, being able to knock it down at all is a good thing. You know, my best recommendation would be to, and it's hard, it's not easy, is to get a part-time job, either in the evenings, the weekend, deliver some pizzas. Do you have a wife, significant other, somebody you live with?
I said my grandma. I'm not married. I don't have any kids.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. They're expensive.
Not having kids. You know, and of course, since you're not living, you're staying with grandma, that's going to probably keep costs down. I think that's something sensible that people should really look into. I mean, it's easy to say that you shouldn't stay with your parents or whatever, but I mean, in a down economy, I mean, it might be nice to have the freedom that you might like to have of living out on your own. But at the same time, if staying with parents or staying with a bunch of people will result in significant savings to you, it's worth doing. I mean, whether it's your parents or whether it's moving in with a handful of friends or whatever, I think that we're going to see if the economy does indeed continue getting worse, you're going to start seeing people living together, you know, more people to a household than currently live to a household.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
You're going to have to pay. You're paying to heat that or to heat the house during the winter. You're paying to air condition it during the summer or in Florida, you're paying to air condition it all year round. So you might as well put more people in there. I mean, this is something that a lot of the immigrants really understand. They come here, they don't have a lot of money, and they understand that in order to maximize the amount of money they get to save out of their paycheck, there's certain things that they should be doing. And of course, that's another important factor is not spending what you earn if you can possibly avoid it. I think there's a really great book. It's really kind of a simplistic kind of book. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon, and it's a really short book, and I highly recommend that that people pick it up if they're new to the idea of saving. I don't know if that's something you're new to. I mean, do you have savings at all, or are you just basically kind of living paycheck to paycheck?
I had savings when I was on my own, just, you know, staying on my own like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was pretty much doing good until, you know, earlier this year. And my savings down to like $800, so
one of the
I do have a little more, but
Certainly getting out there and doing more work, as Mark suggested, is a good way to immediately get more money coming in. But one of the other things you need to look at is what's going out.
It's not what you make, it's what you spend.
Right, and this is the biggest problem that most Americans have, is whatever it is they make is what they spend.
Yes.
Or more. You know, they'll spend more than what they make via credit cards, and then they really get in the hole. So what you need to take a look at is what it is what's coming in and what's going out. See, look closely at your habits. I mean, if you do anything like drink or smoke, then do you have a caffeine habit? Do you drink soda all day? Do you drink coffee a lot?
Yeah, I do be down some drinks and juices, and I do have a bad habit of that.
What kind of drinks?
I mean, that's fruit punch, really.
You buy
not as much as Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Do you buy it at the convenience store? Do you buy it at the convenience store, or do you buy it at the grocery store?
Grocery store.
You know, it's better than buying at the convenience store, that's for sure.
It's good, but you're going to save yourself a significant amount of money if you can. I mean, fruit punch, tasty and everything, but it really, honestly, it doesn't nourish you like water does. And water's a whole hell of a lot cheaper. And I don't mean going and buying bottled water. I mean, you know, water out of the tap, poured into a jug or something like that, and kept in the fridge. Use a filter if your water's nasty, of course. Get filters really, really cheap. But if you can wean yourself off of whatever sort of habits you have that are not necessary to sustain life, and drinking fruit punch would qualify as that. I don't know how much you drink, but some people drink a six pack of soda every day, and that adds up. I mean, if you're it doesn't feel like a lot when you're going to the store and you're laying down $1.50, or I don't even know what a six pack costs these days of soda, but if you're laying down $2 for a six pack of soda, it doesn't seem like a lot. But if you're doing that every single day, then you're talking about a few $100 a year being spent on soda pop or cigarettes, it's a lot more on alcohol. So that's something that people can look at. Also, looking at how often you're going out to eat. That's another important thing.
Yeah, going out to eat is a big deal.
It'll just
lunch.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, I don't even have a girlfriend, so I don't even, me going out to eat is like, I cook every day, so that's
excellent.
That's like non-existent.
Yep, that's a good way to save some money. So take a look at what you're spending.
Yeah, where do you think you're spending the most?
Honestly, my grandma's sick, so I pretty much go, for her medical bills and light bill, and most of the bills go to the house instead of me personally.
That's good to know. It sounds like you're in an okay place at this point. What I might recommend is to get into a real habit of putting away some money every single paycheck. If you can, do everything you can. Eat ramen if that's what it takes, but put away 10% into savings, and then put another 20% of your paycheck down toward your debt, whatever debt it is that you have. I mean, if you can put more than that, then that's good. But try the very minimum, save 10%. Put 20% down towards your debt. Then once your debt's finally paid off, you can take that other 20% and put that in towards savings. And that way you'll have something to go on. Of course, if we get to hyperinflation, you're not going to want to have any savings because it won't do any good at that point. But Mark, you were making a motion.
Well,
I didn't know what that meant.
I think going out, and if you can, and it's, I know it's hard to get a part-time job, you'll probably at least increase by 150% what you're currently making doing the truck route. I know that the routes are down. And does that mean you're doing less work too?
Yeah, because mostly is here's my schedule. I leave out Sunday night.
Man. We just don't have time for the schedule.
Okay.
But it sounds like you're going in a good direction. And, call us back. Let us know how things are going for you. And, again, try to get that debt paid down. That's the number one thing that sounds like it's hurting you right now. More on the way. Thank you for the call and good luck. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur Dehydrator? The Excalibur Dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes. a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the updates list. You can get signed up, get on the updates list over at updates.freetalklive.com, and we will clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now for a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com.
So we had Jeffrey on the phone a few moments ago from Tennessee, concerned about his financial situation.
I think we all are these days.
A lot of people are. A lot of people having a tougher time, as Jeffrey was pointing out. he's just not getting the work that he once was at his professional driving job. And so something has to happen. Something needs to change in order to help make ends meet. And, of course, some of the suggestions we made, I think, were pretty good. The idea of taking a look at your expenses and seeing what it is that you're spending money on. Maybe spend a day or spend a week with a notepad. And then as you go about your business throughout the day, making notes of, well, okay, I just went into the convenience store, bought this and this and this.
Well, a convenient thing that to take care of that are receipts. You can keep
receipts,
them and,
yeah,
and
that works.
Compile them at the end of the night. And I think a budget is a really great thing to keep. It's, you know, if you're spending time at night playing video games or something like that, mm-hmm. you could be delivering pizzas and making more money. It's just there's yeah. other ways to get out there and do it. I think that it's a great idea to cut down what you're spending. With Laura now taking care of Jack, we don't have that, you know, extra income that we had previously. So what she's been doing is she's been making meals at home, and eating out is a huge expense for
people.
Oh,
my gosh.
Getting those cups of coffee for $2 when you stop off, get a cup of coffee for $2. I don't know what it costs to make a pot of coffee at home, but it isn't much more than maybe 50 cents or something. So it's a tremendous savings when you look at these things.
Right, and that would be a way to keep your habit, of course. I mean, getting rid of habits would be the ideal way to go. You know, if you're smoking cigarettes or if you're drinking alcohol on a regular basis, cut it back. Cut it back to something that's going to put more money in your pocket. And having the debt is probably the worst thing you can possibly have. If you are in debt, that's something that is draining your finances. So you need to figure out a way to get that paid off. And I know I mentioned this earlier this week, but in case Jeffrey's still listening, somebody had suggested, I don't know who it was, but we've talked about some sort of self-help stuff in this program in the past, and I happen to like those topics. We just haven't had them too often pop up recently. But somebody suggested a good way to handle paying off debt in a faster manner is to pay every 2 weeks.
It is.
So instead of getting that monthly, that monthly invoice and then paying the appropriate amount is at that time, what you do is you pay every 2 weeks. And because months only, you know, there's 12 months of the year, but yet there are 52 weeks in a year, you end up actually making a couple extra payments if you're paying every 2 weeks.
Plus, you cut down on interest.
You're cutting down on interest at the same time. You're right, because you're paying more down to principal.
Right.
Because of that. And so paying every 2 weeks fits in extra payments. It cuts down on interest. It gets your principal paid off that much faster. And so that's just a good thing. It just means you're going to have that debt paid off faster, which means once the debt's paid off, there's more money in your pocket instantly. It's like an instant raise, basically. So take a look at that as another possibility, a possible idea. So cutting habits, not eating out, doing everything you can to save money, and that includes taking on roommates. You know, he said he was living in his grandmother's house. A lot of people are living in a situation with just a significant other. If you've got an empty bedroom or something like that, fill it with somebody. If it's just got a bunch of stuff in it, have a garage sale, sell some of your crap, take it to the pawn shop, whatever, get a little bit of money coming in, and put a human being in that room and have them pay you rent on a monthly basis. I mean, if you've just got two people living together, splitting the utilities is nice, but splitting it three ways is even nicer, and having a couple $100 or a few $100 coming in from an extra renter or two could really make the difference between, well, being comfortable and not. So take a look at that. You know, how can you maximize the space that you have that's going to help you and at the same time help somebody that might be looking for an affordable place to stay?
It's having a roommate's a great idea. It's definitely helped me in the past.
Right. Well, and to make sure you don't get screwed over, make sure you're cautious about who you bring in and all of that. So you do need to be a little bit careful, buyer beware and all of that. But there are ways to handle these tough times. And
the best
thing
with roommates or renters or things like that is to get some money up front, first, last, security, that kind of thing.
What are some of your ideas? I mean, certainly we've scratched the surface of ways that people can make themselves a little more comfortable in a down economic times. And I think these are all fine ideas, even when the economy's good. Just to be careful and watch what you're spending. I think there's two. I was talking with Julia about this the other day. Is that I think there are two extremes as far as financial intelligence is concerned, or how you handle your finances. You know, there's one extreme of being completely frugal to the point where you can't enjoy yourself. And then there's the other extreme of spending everything you get and, you know, going beyond what you get and spending up money on credit cards and things like that.
Yeah.
You need to find a comfortable balance between those two, a comfortable place where you can be frugal enough to where long-term purchases, things that are important, you'll be saving enough money to make those long-term purchases, or you'll have enough money saved in order to fix the car when it breaks and stuff like that. But at the same time, you're also saving enough money to where you can also enjoy yourself and eat out from time to time and, you know, enjoy some of the luxuries of life, as opposed to being completely frugal and never leaving your house. Whereas some people will go out and they'll just spend everything. They'll go and they'll buy the biggest car they possibly can, buy a plasma screen television, put it all on the credit card, and then make minimum payments. And they think they can get away with that. I mean, eventually you're going to have to pay something. Something is going to break.
Something's going to break. Likely it'll be your credit and you'll go bankrupt.
Yeah, so find a happy medium. And at this time, that happy medium might be somewhat shifted toward more frugality simply because of the economic situation that we have today. All right, so your tips, if you've got them, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Have you ever been in a similar situation where things started tightening up? You needed to tighten your budget. What did you do? How did you, you know, what did you cut out? What did you take a look at? What are some of the things we've missed? 800-259-9231. Otherwise, you can bring up anything, like Rob in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to bring up one example of where zoning bylaws might make sense.
Great.
And that's in a very historical part of a city. I'm thinking of Charleston, South Carolina, or Savannah, Georgia, where you have a historic district.
I disagree, because every city has its bureaucrats and its do-gooders that believe that their city has something historic about it that needs to be preserved. But the problem is they're trying to preserve somebody else's property. They're trying to tell somebody else who has purchased an older building that, well, since this building is beyond a certain age or it's been here since whenever, you need to leave it in its current state, or you need to come beg us for permission in order to make changes to it. I understand and appreciate where those people are coming from, that they like the old style look of things and they want to preserve that. But if that's really true and that's really what they want, then they need to buy that property and they need to be the ones preserving it instead of just running around threatening people for trying to add a new set of storm windows to their house.
You know, I can see where you're coming from, that it's nice to have there's certain areas that are really nice to be in.
Well, there's a historic look.
And there is.
And you want to preserve that.
I got that.
They do.
I got that you want to preserve that. Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Did you go to the Bellagio and go down where they had the Italian street with the stream in it and the mall along the side?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, they actually created what essentially is Venice or something like Venice, Italy, and they created it inside, and I thought that they managed to get themselves a very nice look. And essentially all those shops, they rent from one big hotel, one big landlord who wants to keep that look. And I think that what you're looking for can be achieved
in the marketplace.
In the marketplace, because somebody might say, well, I'm just going to buy up all these houses and keep them looking this way, and I'll just rent to people or something like that. And I think that by doing that, they'll manage to attract more business than somebody who does a cookie cutter strip mall kind of thing.
If you've got a response, hang on, Rob. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results, or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments remain. You can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and around the world, and helping spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. And plus, you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up for $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. That again, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Rob is in Ontario. Rob, trying to make a case for the historic district, saying that you think zoning's okay if it's a historic district. And I pointed out that it's just yet another excuse to control people's property. Mark, you pointed out that people that want to preserve historic districts could do so in the free marketplace. They could simply buy up the property and preserve it.
Well,
I
like old houses. I'm into old houses. I don't like
them
up here.
Just built a brand new one.
I don't like them up here in the Northeast.
I see.
But if they've got something special or unique about them and they're old, I like that. So I'm likely to buy one of these things and then keep it in its, in its state. I have done that in many cases. But to force people and then put these regulations on, kind of, it twists the market place to some extent. It was Rob, right?
Don't you think, though, that, you know, buying up old properties, assuming you had enough money to do that, you're then removing people. You're taking them out of their private property and turning them into renters.
Well, you're taking out of their private property. You're offering them money, and if they want to sell, they'll sell it to you, and then they're choosing to leave their private property.
Well, I know, but you've created a city of owners versus a city of renters. That's all.
A city of owners? I'm confused.
Well, you've got one owner that maybe owns multiple properties versus numerous.
That's only
owners.
One way to go about it. You could also go about it by going to the individual property owners and coming to them and saying, "Hey, I think that we should all agree together to a common set of terms, deed restrictions, if you will, that will help protect this area as a historic district." And if you get 100% of people to agree to those terms, then you have yourself a historic district with property owners.
Well, then again, you'd have to have enough money to buy them out.
No.
Anyway, I just thought that was one example where it would be, you could excuse it.
I can't excuse it, though, because these historic districts, have you ever owned a house in a historic district?
No.
Oh,
I know there's all kinds of rules.
You have no idea what it's like. I mean, you can't put down carpet in some cases without asking the bureaucrats. And my question to you is, does a bureaucrat have more power in a historic district or in an area that isn't protected by a historic district?
More power in a historic district.
So do you think a bureaucrat wants power or not?
They want to control what the property looks like.
Okay, so they want to control.
Yep.
Do you think that if, for instance, the slippery slope of control goes in place, do you think that we could get to a point in time where everything's a historic district and the bureaucrats control everyone with this tight clampdown, and we really don't have any new building going on because it's so expensive and arduous and difficult?
I suppose if it ran away, but I think you can readily identify the cities in your country that are quote-unquote historic. I mean, is
no,
it St. Augustine
can't.
Or
you
Florida?
You absolutely can't. I'm here in Keene, New Hampshire, and what they have called historic are these clapboard rectangles. I mean, they're nothothing but these wood. I see no historic value to many of these things.
But
now,
they are charged.
There's some Victorian-painted ladies that are in this town that are just beautiful. At the same time, they've got these just rectangles with slate roofing that they're calling historic? No.
They're in every town in America, you're going to be able to find somebody.
Boxes.
You're going to find somebody who's going to be very appreciative of the history of that particular town, so much to the point where they want to preserve that. And all I'm saying is they should find a way to preserve what they want to preserve on a voluntary basis. And it doesn't have to involve that one person raising a bunch of money. As I suggested, they could go along to the property owners that they think should be protected and on a historic or should be historic and get them to agree to whatever the terms are. Of course, not everyone's necessarily
right, well,
going to want to agree.
I see your point. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Rob, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I mean, it really is just a matter of property rights. That's what it's all about.
I like old buildings. I love looking. There's certain towns where you go in and it's just amazing to see them. And I understand his concern, but
sure,
those buildings draw tourists and people know it. People that would buy those buildings know that people are attracted to looking at those buildings. So you're destroying some of the value in the property that you have by tearing it down and creating a modern glass and mirrored glass structure with sweeping roof lines or whatever it is that one might put there.
That, however, should be a decision that is up to the property owner. If they want to take the risk of destroying that potential of, having the appeal of a historic building, then that should be a decision they're able to make, unless they're operating under some sort of voluntarily entered into deed-restricted situation. So this historic district nonsense, all it really does is prevents progress. There was a gentleman, actually it's Dale, from anarchyinyourhead.com. He's been poking around Keene, New Hampshire, looking for some properties to buy. One of the properties he looked at was a building in downtown Keene. It was, I think, like $300,000, which the price was right. It was a 6-unit, multi-story building with a laundromat on the bottom, so you'd have picked up a business at the same time for that $300,000, plus all the residential units you could have rented out. Seemed like the right price. It needed some work. Needed a lot of work, in fact, he said, but he was willing to put the work into it to improve the building and make it more livable for people and make it a better building. But, it's in the historic district. And he went in and asked to see the regulations on the historic district. They told him there were too many. He wouldn't be able to see them all. They wouldn't give him the regulations.
Isn't that nice?
Now, one of the city councilors, when they heard about this, was very shocked. They were shocked that their bureaucrats would have said something like that, and they shouldn't have done that. They should have held his hand and taken him through whatever the process.
But they
was.
Didn't, and that's how it goes. That's the level of service you're actually. It's worse. That's the level of service you're going to get when you have a problem. Oh man, that's
it'll
too
be
many.
Worse if he was the owner because
right, you're already under their thumb.
Right, because then if you want to make changes, you've got to go to their little bureaucracy or their planning board, and you have to beg them, the Special Historic District Planning Board, beg them for whatever changes you want to make and cross your fingers and hope they'll say yes. But because it's a historic district, odds are good they're going to say no, because that's usually what happens. I mean, regular planning boards and zoning boards normally say no. Historic district planning boards say no most often, most all of the time. And if they say yes, it's going to be saying yes to some modified plan that means you have to spend three times more than you would have had to spend otherwise in order to conform to their historic district regulations. It's just really outrageous. So Dale decided to not buy that building because it was in a historic district.
I cannot blame him.
And so, he's not the only person who's going to turn down purchasing a building in a historic district because he won't be able to do what he wants with it. It's supposed to be his property. He should be able to change it however he wants to. But no, since that's not allowed, development will be slowed. Options will be minimal. People will not want to build. They're going to want to spread out. They're going to want to go elsewhere. And I think that's sad because it could result in that particular district dying a very slow death from lack of economic activity. Anyway, more on the way here. We go to your phone calls. Randolph is on the line in North Carolina. Randolph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Greetings from the South.
Greetings, Randolph. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
We're members of the League of the South, and some of the things that we're doing is, I know it's too late for you up there, but we're putting in winter gardens, and so many people have been putting in gardens that there's actually, it's hard to go into a store and get seeds, for instance, for turnips or mustard greens.
Are you suggesting that people are doing this in order to save a few bucks?
Yes, exactly.
That's a good idea, your own food.
And the value that you get from that is it's unquantifiable. You can teach your children how to get, to work the land and that kind of thing.
Get fresh food, too.
And
that's right.
A tomato, if you've never had a tomato until you've had one out of the garden. I've just recently tasted a tomato. I always had vegetables from the grocery store. My God, they're so much better if you grow them.
Right. And I have my own sheep, so... I'm able to grow my own meat, but that's some of the things we're trying to do. There's a little thing that can help you sometimes remember what you need to do. It's Bible, bullets, bullion, and beans.
I'll take the last three. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. All right, Mark. You know what? We don't have enough time to tell you the details here, but just a quickie here from CBS News in New York. Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer will not face criminal charges following his role as a client in a high-profile prostitution ring that led to his resignation in March. Once again, the government people are protecting their own. This guy was caught red-handed doing business with a prostitute, and because he's the former governor, he gets to walk away scot-free, whereas the rest of you and I, if we'd been in a similar situation, we'd been hung out to dry.
I wonder who George Bush is going to pardon before he goes out of office.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.